Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Monday, the 11th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. Before I begin, I would like to apologize for my voice. It may be sounding a little bit off, and that's because I'm suffering from a mild flu at this moment in time. Well, unusual moves in the markets are what captivate investors' imagination. To me, decoding such moves is very much like a chess game. And the latest of such would be the moves in equities after the Friday non-farm payroll, as well as the recent strong showing in gold. So the Friday job report was quite close to Goldilocks. Non-farm payroll increased by 275,000 for the month, while the jobless rate moved higher to 3.9%. The employment growth from the previous 2 months was not nearly as high as initially reported. So this report pretty much reduces the risk of a hawkish revision to the Fed's dot plot in 2 weeks' time in the FOMC meeting. And that's, of course, barring a major surprise from CPI this week. But why was S&P 500 index weak on Friday? Well, we continue to see the macro data deteriorating in the medium term. So for example, public sector hiring is on the verge of some strong deceleration, and government employment continues to account for roughly one quarter of monthly NFP growth. Another key point is labor hoarding, as evidenced by release such as jobs. While layoffs have plummeted recently, hiring and hiring intentions continue to be close to recessionary level, and that is likely to impact the US macro data soon. But the major reason could well be that some investors are starting to run out of steam. Now, we saw the equity market reaction on Friday, and at the same time, we've seen some sharp rise in gold over the past 5 to 6 sessions. So surely, yes, the real yield has been declining, but the actual move in gold over the past 6 sessions has been at least 2 times of what one would have expected if you compare that to historical moves. The last 2 times, this gold premium, i.e. the difference between actual gold price and the expected prices based on US real yields. Last 2 times this spike like this were the SVB crisis and the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict. So therefore, we could be in for some volatility in risky assets over the near term. For equity investors, they are well encouraged to adopt a barbell approach in their sector exposure. Besides the growth sectors, make sure you have exposure in sectors with steady earnings, such as healthcare. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.